CCAP Radio in Sacramento. This is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez.
The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Greg Brown was the songwriter behind that hit song, The Distance. He is the founding guitarist of the quintessential Sacramento band Cake, created back in the 1990s along with lead singer John McRae. He also mentored decades of area artists through his band Death Ray and other side projects. Cake announced Greg Brown passed away this weekend following a brief illness. In a post online, the band sang in part that Greg was an integral part of Cake's early sound and development. His creative contributions were immense, and his presence, both musical and personal, will be deeply missed. We're going to learn more about Greg Brown and his musical legacy today from a couple of different people, including journalist Scott Thomas Anderson, who wrote about Brown's passing for Sacramento News and Review, shared through Solving Sacramento. We are also joined by Nick Bruner, formerly with CAP Radio, the voice of Hey Listen, and now the music program director at Iowa Public Radio. But first, we'll start with a fellow musician and bandmate, John McRae. John is the lead singer of Cake, which returns to Sacramento in March for a series of shows. John, thank you so much for joining us under these circumstances. Our condolences.
Thank you.
First, just checking in, how are you? How have you been processing and reflecting since Greg's passing?
I'm objectively sad. It really caught me by surprise. You just don't think that somebody's gonna perish. I'm still dealing with it.
You two have a long history. How did you two first meet?
He had a band that played in the park. I think it was like Land Park. There used to be concerts there in the summer, and his band, Saturday's Child, played. And it was a three-piece with Todd, our current drummer, and Victor, who played bass in Cake for a little while, and Greg. And I remember hearing, his guitar playing, and it was different. At that time I was tired of rock. I was tired of the sort of rock grandiosity. It was the early 90s, and it just seemed like it was never going to end. And Greg was playing rock in a way that was messy and precise and inherently musical. And I heard something in that. And eventually I asked him if he wanted to play some music, and we got together and did it. And took a while for things to gel, but it was, when it did, it was, I think both of us knew that it worked.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's undeniable. It was a special sauce that you two had. I mean, you really had a palpable musical connection. Why do you think the two of you work so well together musically?
I think that he noticed all the things that I missed, and I noticed all the things that he missed. Our personalities were, musical personalities were complementary. I was sort of good at the broad brush strokes and maybe like borderline more sort of drama, I guess. And he was really good at really precise sort of detail oriented contrapuntal expression, which at that time was, we complemented each other really well. Mm.
Yeah, there are so many articles remembering Greg, and leading with a lot of them is that he was known for writing one of Cake's biggest hits, The Distance. What was that process like in the beginning of creating this song? Did you know that you had a really special song on your hands and that it would be so well received by listeners when you first started making it?
I remember we were playing some shows in Los Angeles. I think we were even playing on the street in front of Cantor's restaurant, busking. And then we decided to take a short break. And I think we were playing Al's Bar that night, and we had a few hours off. And so we went to the La Brea Tar Pits, and we were sitting around, and he wanted some help on some lyrics. And I'm like, what is this? And it wasn't clear whether those lyrics would be sung or not. And that was the first sort of work on the song and discussion about the song. And then after a few weeks later, he came into the studio with our practice studio with some guitar riffs and bass lines, and we kind of strung them together. And I think as it sort of, I don't think anybody knew that it was going to work. I think until it all sort of fell into place. I don't think I knew or he knew. But I know that he was working really hard on it. You know, it was a beautiful sunny day and he was wanting to work. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the thing I think I really respect about Greg, and that I think separates Greg from, you know, other musicians. He's my favorite guitar player, and he worked really hard. He put in his hours.
What do you think he was able to tap into with his guitar to make his sound so distinct?
I think he had ingested a lot of, you know, of the good classic rock. And there's a lot of great classic rock that has something to offer. But I think at the same time, he didn't feel obligated to he didn't feel like he owed the perfectionism of classic rock anything. He was freer and messier in a way that was really perfect. I don't know if that makes sense. Mm.
Yeah, no, it does. No, it definitely does. You know, I think as a lot of Cake fans know that Greg, he did part ways with the band, but you all did reunite in 2011. How was it to reconnect again?
Oh, good. You know, I think, yeah, we stayed in touch, have been friends, and I'm super grateful that we had a friendship after he broke up with the band, and especially before his passing. As sad as I am, I'm glad that we were able to, you know, be friends. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any plans to play together again?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We sent each other our new songs, and we were in communication musically. And I wrote a part for a song of his last year, and, you know, I didn't know that he was ill. And he's a pretty stoic, quiet, suffering person. And I wish he had been more open about what he was going through, but some of his guitar playing is on our next album, so we've kept working.
Oh, that's beautiful. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the legacy of Sacramento musician Greg Brown, the founding guitarist of Cake, who passed away over the weekend following a brief illness. I now want to bring in two people who followed Greg's career over the decades, journalist Scott Thomas Anderson and music program director Nick Bruner, formerly CAP Radio, now at Iowa Public Radio. Scott, starting with you, you wrote a really powerful piece in Sacramento News and Review. How did you first come to know about Greg Brown and his guitar skills?
I was a teenager in 1995, one of this cohort of wannabe aspiring musicians who formed bad garage bands, but that was everybody's passion. And I remember that year specifically, everybody becoming aware of Cake in Sacramento. And because their song Jolene was starting to get played on the radio. And we were too young to have remembered whatever happened with the band Tesla. It was a revelation. We'd never heard a Sacramento band actually get meaningful airplay on the radio before. Back then there were a couple rock stations that like might play local bands for 1 hour at midnight or something. You know, it was not a lot of support. So to hear that a Sacramento band had this song on the radio that we could actually tune in and hear on mainstream radio stations was incredible. And we were all super curious. So I remember a big group of my friends went down and saw Cake. It was June of 1995 at the Crest Theater. And that's really when I actually heard what they sounded like. Mm-hmm. Because Jolene's an amazing song. It's one of my favorite Cake songs. But it wouldn't tell you the breadth of the band and everything they were doing and all the components of the band and what their sound was really like. So yeah, we were able to get right up in front of the stage and see the show. And I saw Cake at least four times between 95 and 97, either at the Crest or the Memorial Auditorium. And then a little later after that, I remember seeing them at Arco Arena with No Doubt. So that shows you the trajectory they were on. And Greg was still part of the band at that time. And we were all just amazed by the whole band, having trumpets and John's style and then Greg's sound. It was a really special moment in the Sacramento music scene. And I think anybody who, whether you're a musician or whether you're a writer or whether you're just a fan of the arts, I think now looking back, if you're my age, that seems like such a amazing time in Sacramento. And after Cake, several other bands, got some national airplay. But it was just something totally new at the time, the idea that a band from Sacramento was doing so well. And then when you went to see them, they were actually a really great mm-hmm. live band, and they had all these songs that you end up loving, you know?
Yeah. Well, Nick, I want to bring you in. How did you and Greg first meet?
Well, it was thanks to the NPR Tiny Desk contest back in 2019. I was going through the entries from all around California with a focus on what was happening in Sacramento at the time. And I came upon this video of a project, a trio of three guys who were like crammed really close to each other and playing this really catchy song. It was really well produced. And I thought, why don't I know this group? This is so terrific. This is so great. And they were called The That. And I thought, oh man, this is a shoe-in for the concert that we've been planning around these entrants. So I reached out to the email address that I got from NPR and started talking with Greg and just chatting about, the project and how it was just really getting off the ground. And it was about, 2 weeks later that I realized, oh, this is Greg Brown from Cake that I'm speaking with. This is a guy who made all those songs that sound like complete line drives that I was in love with in the 90s. This is okay, cool. So that's how we began talking and playing his music in a different capacity than outside of Cake or Death Ray on my show at CAP Radio.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so going back, I mean, you were a kid living out of Illinois, and obviously mm-hmm. a Cake fan, as you just laid out. What do you think is so special about the band's cultural significance?
Well, I mean, for me anyway, it was the first time that I became aware of Sacramento, California, going through the liner notes of the cassette that I had to go that far back. And I was just like, it always stuck out to me. Sacramento, California, that's where this band is. And it's one of the first things that I thought about when I was moving out there. I had this naive notion, John, that you all would be together just bombing around with the Scooby-Doo gang around Midtown. Of course, that wasn't the case. And the cultural significance was, I don't know, it was more personal, I guess, to me. Like, I knew this band was on the radio, had this massive hit, and that I just was in love with the work of the group completely. So it was a very selfish kind of enthusiasm.
Well, and you would, and as you mentioned, you would go on to meet Greg. What was it like to meet someone in person whose music has just meant so much to you in your life?
Any artifice about running into a rock star just was not even there. You're not supposed to meet your heroes, but Greg was the exception in that and many other things. He was just so quiet and kind, and he was very interested in what was going on in your life when you were talking with him. And over coffee, we'd talk a little bit about, he'd ask me about, since he was kind of getting back into performing a bit more and writing a bit more, he was curious about, like, you know, what venues might work out well for a smaller ensemble, for a smaller audience, stuff he was testing out. And he was really curious about radio. He just kind of thought the industry was just neat and was always curious about what was going on, you know, working inside of a radio station and kind of what went into the day-to-day. And it was just one of the most easygoing conversations with another human being I've had the pleasure to have.
Yeah, I mean, Scott, when you were putting together your piece for Sacramento News and Review, I would imagine it was really special kind of going down a trip of memory lane and reflecting on all of these really good memories and formative memories that you had of Cake and of Greg Brown.
Yeah, and I followed him in his second band, Death Ray, too. Which is this whole second act he had, another really popular, really great Sacramento band that was had a following all through Northern California for years. And so I saw them play live a bunch of times too. And I love that band as well. So I was talking to folks and I was able to communicate with people who had known Greg all the way back when he was 14 years old, as well as people that were close to him right up to the end. And one thing I heard from everybody, whether they knew him as a sophomore in high school or whether they were talking to him 2 weeks ago, is that he was a genuinely nice person, nice, supportive person, and humble. Yeah.
So you mentioned one of your favorite songs is Jolene. Nick, if you could play one of Greg's from his Cake tenure, what song would it be and why?
As a matter of fact, I'll be doing that tomorrow night here at Iowa Public Radio. Bound Away, I think, was the one that really stuck out to me as kind of marked his return to the band for that song off of Showroom Compassion back in 2011. And when I first saw Cake perform live, that was the song that opened up a hometown show with the Blue Lamp back around 2011. And it was really, really something special. Not only did it name check Sacramento, but it is this wonderful, just swaying ballad. And yeah, that's what sticks out to me. I've been listening to that one a lot this week.
Well, we're in luck. We have it on play. So let's hit play.
Chicago or wherever you are, New York to London, Barcelona to Berlin, Sacramento, California, we are leaving again.
John, I want to bring you back in. How is it taking all of this in and listening to Nick and Scott?
Oh, it's wild. I like hearing about Greg, and I like corroborating, you know, my story with hearing other people's stories. And I agree with all the observations about Greg. He was a, you know, quiet, kind, humble, and I think genius person.
Well, you two are welcome to chime in as well. I know both of you are big fans of Cake. Scott or Nick, do you have anything you want to say to John?
Well, I would just say to John, thanks for all the memories that he and all his bandmates have given a whole generation of music lovers.
Yeah, John, as far as corroboration goes, that's definitely a two-way street.
Yeah, well, I wish it were under different circumstances. But I'm so glad that Greg was able to be here as long as he was.
Well, John, Nick, and Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
And that is journalist Scott Thomas Anderson, who wrote about Greg Brown's passing for Sacramento News and Review. We were also joined by Nick Bruner, formerly with Cap Radio and the voice of Hey Listen, now the music program director at Iowa Public Radio, and of course, John McCrae, the lead singer of Cake. We have been remembering Greg Brown, the founding guitarist of the Sacramento band Cake, who passed away this weekend. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.